Christ the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for victories you have given to us over the powers of darkness. Thank you for dominion you have given to us over Satan and his hosts. Thank you, Father, for breakthroughs you have given to us in so many ways. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for peace and joy that has filled our lives from you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for strengthening our faith so that we can receive great things from you. Thank you for helping us to trust you and depend on you. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to not follow the physical things that we see, but to trust your word above the problems and challenges and limitations appearing before us. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the grace you have given to us to understand your word, to understand your will, to understand your mind. Thank you, Father. Thank you for teaching us your ways and for helping us to walk through the paths of righteousness without fear. Thank you, Lord. We ask, O Lord, that as we have presented ourselves before you this evening, this midnight, to pray, to seek you, visit us in your power, save our lives, help our lives, revive us, bless us, touch us, show us your mercies, forgive our sins, restore us, heal us, deliver us. In the name of Jesus, fill us again with your Holy Spirit and lead us to pray the right kind of prayers by the reason of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do more than our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to start with worship songs. Then we will go into prayer points thereafter. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. 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 Yes, you are the Lord, Most High, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High, all sufficient God, Most High, all sufficient God, Most High, miraculous God, Most High, miraculous God, Most High, who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises, doing wonders, alleluia. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee. You are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Always doing wonders, hallelujah. You are Yahweh. 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 Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, King of the universe. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, King of glory. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Great the things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Great the things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Great things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. We are the fathers. Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are a Father, we are a Father, we are a Father. Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are Father, Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great is your power. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All power belong to you. Great are you, Lord. King of the universe. Great are you, Lord. Lion of Judah, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. We praise you, we praise you, We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. You are the mighty man in battle. Hell Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battle. Hail Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, King of glory, you are the covenant keeping God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You do signs and wonders, for you are the covenant keeping God. You do mighty miracles, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are who you are. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never change. You never change. You never fail. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you, I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me, Jesus. You are too faithful to disappoint me. You have proven yourself in my life. And I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to fail us. You are too faithful to fail us. Too faithful to disappoint. You are too faithful to disappoint us. You've proven yourself in our lives, and we have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him, praise Him, adore Him, magnify Him, exalt Him, worship Him from the depth of your heart, with the whole of your heart. Begin to worship the King of Glory. Worship the Lord of Hosts. Worship the God of Israel. Worship Him. He is the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Praise Him. Worship Him. Glorify Him. Adore Him. Give Him praise. Give Him blessings. Worship Him. King of Glory, we bless Your name. Lord of Hosts, we praise You. Miracle Worker, Mountain Mover, Waymaker, Jesus, we praise You. You are forever the Lord. You are always the Lord. You are the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. We worship You, Jesus. You control times and seasons. You control the heavens. You control the entire universe. We bless Your holy name. You speak and Your words come to pass. You reverse irreversible things. You do impossible things. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. You are greater than all, stronger than all, wiser than all, mightier than all. We praise You, Father, for there is nothing You cannot do. There is nothing impossible with You. We praise You, Yahweh, for only You can save us. Only You can help us. Only You can bless us. We worship You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for great things You have done in our lives. Thank You for greater things You will do. Thank You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. You're going to take this thanksgiving prayer to the Lord. You're going to say, thank You, Lord, for helping me in my helpless state. Thank You for always helping me in my helplessness. Thank You, Father. You have not allowed me to be stranded. You always come to my rescue. You always come to help me. Thank You, Father. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank Him like that. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You for helping me. Thank you for always helping me in my helpless state. Thank you for always helping me in my helplessness. Thank you, Father. Lord, thank you because you don't forsake me. You always come to me every time I need you. You always save me and deliver me every time I need your interventions. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for always defending me. Thank you for always fighting for me. Thank you, Lord, for always helping me. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, wash me in your blood. Wash me in your blood. Take away all filthiness from my life, all stains from my life. Wash me, Lord, in your blood. Wash me in your blood. Lord Jesus, wash me in your blood. Take away all filthiness, all stains, all unrighteousness from my life. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, wash me in your blood. Wash me in your blood. Wash my spirit. Wash my soul. Wash my body. Lord Jesus, wash my spirit, wash my soul, wash my body in your blood, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, wash me in your blood. Make me clean. Make me clean. Take away all impurities from me. Take away all unrighteousness from me. Take away all pollution from me. Take away all sins from me. Wash me your blood, Lord Jesus. Make me whiter than snow. In the name of Jesus, wash me, Lord Jesus. Wash me, Lord Jesus, in your blood. In your blood. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, let the power of resurrection of Jesus and destroy the nature of sin in my life. Let the power of resurrection of Jesus destroy the nature of sin in my life, the nature of flesh, the nature of carnality in my life. Let the power of resurrection of Jesus destroy them now. I begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Let the power of resurrection of Jesus destroy the nature of sin, the nature of the flesh, the nature of carnality, the nature of unrighteousness in me. The root of sin in me, what is making me to sin against God? Let the power of resurrection of Jesus destroy them now. What is making me to be filthy in the sight of God, that which is making me to be dirty in the sight of God, to be unacceptable in the sight of God, let the power of resurrection of Jesus destroy it now. In the name of Jesus, the nature of sin, the roots of sin, the seed of sin in me that is making me not to please God, that is making my life so irritating to God, let the power of the resurrection of Jesus destroy them now. Let the power of the resurrection of Jesus destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. The power of resurrection of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. The seed of sin in me, the nature of sin in me, let be destroyed by the power of resurrection of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, I receive strength to do everything my flesh don't want me to do for God and His kingdom. You're going to say, I receive strength, I receive power to do everything my flesh don't want me to do for God and His kingdom. I receive power to do them now. In the name of Jesus, I receive power to do them. Begin to pray like that. Sons of God, children of God, they do what pleases God. Only bastards will not do the will of their father or of their parents. Yeah. See, I receive power. I receive power to do those things my flesh is not letting me do for God and His kingdom. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to do everything my flesh is stopping me from doing for God and His kingdom. I receive power to do them all. I receive grace to do them all. I receive strength to do them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength and grace to lay down everything I am holding on to that is taking me far away from God, that is making me unrighteous, making me weak spiritually. Say, I receive grace to lay them down. Everything I am holding on to that is affecting my spiritual life, affecting my spiritual growth, affecting my walk with God, I receive grace and strength to lay them down. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. I receive grace to lay down everything I am holding on to that is drawing me far from God, that is drawing me far from God's heart, far from God's presence, far from God's mind, far from God's will, far from God's voice, far from God's guidance and direction. Whatsoever I am holding on to that is bringing down my spiritual life, I receive strength to lay them down. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to lay them down. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to lay them down. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, separate me from every activity I do that is blindfolding my spiritual eyes. Every activity I do on daily basis that is blindfolding my spiritual eyes, that is killing my spiritual senses, the things that I do with my mind on daily basis, the things that I do with my eyes, the things that I watch with my eyes, the things that I do on daily basis that is killing my spiritual senses, Holy Spirit, separate me from them. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. The things you do every day, they have impact on your spirit man. Everything you do with your body and with your mind, they have impact on your spirit. Say, oh Lord, separate me from whatever thing I do on daily basis that is killing my spiritual senses, killing my spiritual senses, blindfolding my spiritual eyes. Yeah, what you watch on daily basis, what you look at on daily basis, they have impact on your spirit. They have impact on your spiritual sensitivity. What you read on daily basis and what you think, what you focus your mind on, they have impact on your spiritual senses. So they can either open up your spiritual senses or shut them down. Say, Holy Spirit, separate me from the things I do on daily basis, the things I watch, the things I see, the things I think, the things I touch, the things or the people I mingle with, that is affecting my spiritual senses, that is killing my spiritual sensitivity. Holy Spirit, separate me from such things and such activities. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the grace of God terminate my weaknesses. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the grace of God terminate my weaknesses. Terminate my weaknesses. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the grace of God terminate my weaknesses right now. Let the grace of God terminate my weaknesses right now. Let the grace of God terminate my weaknesses right now. Let the grace of God terminate my weaknesses right now. In the name of Jesus, my spiritual weaknesses, my physical weaknesses, be terminated by the grace of God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. My mental weakness, emotional weakness, a psychological weakness, let the grace of God terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, every weakness in me that is limiting my progress in life, be terminated by the grace of God. Every weakness in me that is limiting the fulfillment of my destiny, be terminated by the grace of God. Every weakness in me that is limiting the fulfillment of my calling, be terminated by the grace of God now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand, and you're going to pray. You're going to say, let fire fall and destroy every darkness that has covered me to stop me from manifesting the light that is in me, the gifts that are in me, every darkness that has covered me to stop me from manifesting the light in me, the gift in me, let the fire of God consume them now. I'm beginning to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God consume them now. Let the fire of God consume them now. Let the fire of God destroy every darkness that has covered my spirit, covered my soul, covered my body, to block the manifestation of the light of God that is in me, to stop the manifestation of the gifts of God that are in me. Let the fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God destroy every darkness that have surrounded me, that have covered me, to stop the gift of God in me, the light of God in me, the abilities of God in me from manifesting. Let the fire of God destroy them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I reject every demonic control that is working in my life. I reject every demonic control that is working in my life. I refuse to be controlled, to be manipulated by darkness. I refuse to be controlled and manipulated by darkness. In the name of Jesus, I reject demonic control. I reject demonic control. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I reject demonic control. Every demonic control working in my life, lose your hold right now. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft control working in my life, lose your hold. Now, in the name of Jesus, every demonic control working in my life, working in my mind, every demonic control working in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, lose your hold right now. In the name of Jesus, every demonic control working in my mind, working in my feelings, working in my emotions, working in my actions and reactions, lose your hold now. In the name of Jesus, lose your hold now. I refuse demonic control. I reject demonic control. I refuse to be controlled by demons. I refuse to be controlled by witchcraft. I refuse to be manipulated by darkness. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, every plantation of darkness in me to make me a slave to hunger, every seed of darkness in me that is there to make me a slave to hunger, to make me unable to control hunger, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, every seed of darkness in me, that is making me unable to control anger. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every plantation of darkness in me that is making me a slave to the spirit of anger, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, be uprooted now. Be uprooted now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, every seed of darkness in me that is making me unable to forgive others, every seed of darkness in me that is making me unable to forgive others, come out by fire. Come out by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Nishishide de Tanaglia Mahasu Shinashta Teshtene Gededishala. Come out by fire of the Holy Ghost, every seed of darkness that is making me unable to forgive, making me unable to forget offenses, making me unable to forgive offenses. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I disconnect myself from whatsoever I am connected to, whatsoever I am connected with, that is frustrating the manifestation of the will of God and the plans of God for my life. I disconnect from them now. Whatsoever I am connected to, whatsoever I am joined with, that is making the will of God so difficult to happen in my life, I disconnect from them now. I'll begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I disconnect from whatever, whoever I am connected to that is frustrating the manifestation of God's will and God's plans in my life. I disconnect from such now. In the name of Jesus, whatever and whoever I am connected to, wherever I am connected to, that is frustrating the appearances of God's will in my life, the manifestation of God's will for my life, the manifestation of God's plans for my life, I disconnect from them all right now in the name of Jesus. I disconnect from them all. I disconnect from them all. I believe you're praying. I disconnect from them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the word of God begin to produce results in my life. Let the word of God produce results in my life. From this day onward, as I apply faith on the word of God, as I demonstrate faith in the word of God, let there be signs and wonders in my life from this hour henceforth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. As I demonstrate faith in the word of God, as I apply faith in the word of God, let great results begin to happen. Let great deliverances begin to happen in my life. Let healings begin to happen in my life. Let breakthroughs begin to happen in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, as I apply faith in the Word of God, as I demonstrate faith in the Word of God, let there be the manifestation of signs and wonders. From now henceforth, in the name of Jesus, let there be manifestations of mighty miracles. From now henceforth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, lay your mighty hand upon me. You can say, Father, lay your mighty hand upon me and transform me into the man you want me to be, into the woman you want me to be. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, lay your mighty hand upon me. Lay your mighty hand upon me and transform me into the man you want me to be. If you're a woman, you say, into the woman you want me to be. Lay your hands upon me. Lay your hands upon me. Change me from within. Change me from within. into the person you want me to be, into the kind of Christian you want me to be, into the kind of believer you want me to be, into the kind of minister you want me to be. Lay your hands on me, Father. Change me from within. In the name of Jesus, change me, Lord, from within. 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 In the name of Jesus. Change me from within into the person you want me to be. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, every lying spirit assigned to deceive me. You're going to say, every lying spirit assigned to deceive me, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, every lying spirit assigned to deceive me, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, every lying spirit sent into my life to deceive me, to mislead me, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, every lying spirit assigned to deceive me through my visions, through my dreams, to deceive me through voices that are not from God, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to see every power blocking or maybe you put it this way, every power blocking my reception of my rewards. The reception of my harvest. Be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Every power that is blocking my rewards from coming to me, blocking my harvest from coming to me, be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Every power of darkness blocking the reception of my harvest, the reception of my rewards, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Every power of darkness blocking the reception of my rewards. When you have sown, you need to get the harvest. You need to get the rewards of everything you have sown. See, every power blocking the reception of my harvest, every power blocking the reception of my rewards, be consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Every power blocking and stopping the reception of my harvest, the reception of my rewards, be consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, enlarge my coast so that your name can be greatly praised and glorified through my life. Oh Lord, enlarge my coast, enlarge my territory for the glory of your name and for the praise of your name. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. As you did to Jabez in the Bible, enlarge my coast, O Lord. Expand my territory. Enlarge my coast so that your name may be praised through my life. So that your name may be greatly praised through my life. For the glory of your name, enlarge my coast. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. For the praise of your name, O Lord, enlarge my coast. enlarge my territory. Enlarge my success. Enlarge my prosperity. Enlarge my excellence. Enlarge my progress. Enlarge my victories. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, empower me to conquer more for you, more grounds for you, that your name may be praised in all the earth. In the name of Jesus. Empower me, O Lord, to conquer more for you. More for you. That your name may be preached in all the earth. Empower me to succeed more. Empower me to conquer more. Empower me to excel more. Empower me to prosper more. So that your name may be preached through my life, through my calling, through my ministry, in the name of Jesus. Empower me, O Lord, to succeed more. Empower me to prosper more. Empower me, O Lord, to flourish more, to excel more. Enlarge my coast, O Lord, so that your name may be praised in all the earth through my life. In the name of Jesus, enlarge my territory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. When the Lord enlarge your territory or enlarge your coast, it means that you are able to do more in success, in prosperity, in excellence, in greatness. It means you're able to do more. That is, the little success you're able to get now becomes multiplied. So it means you're able to get more success in whatsoever you are doing now. You're able to get more prosperity, more excellence in whatsoever you are doing now. That is what it means. When the Lord enlarge your coast. So you're going to pray. There is always more. There is more. There is more. In every good thing you're doing, there is more room for success, more room for greatness, more room for prosperity, more room for excellence. So you're going to pray, You're going to speak, Father. Give me more. Give me more, O Lord. In every success, Lord, give me more. For every success I have at the moment, oh Lord, give me more. Multiply my success. Multiply my victories. Multiply my progress. Oh Lord, add more to every good thing I have achieved, to every good thing I have succeeded in. Oh Lord, give me more. I begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me more. Give me more so that your name may be praised. Thank you for the one you have given me. Lord, give me more so that your name may be praised. More in success. More of success in success. More of breakthroughs. More of prosperity. More victories. Oh Lord, give me more so that your name can be praised. Lord, look at every good thing I am doing. Look at every good thing I have achieved. Lord, give me more to achieve more. Give me more to do more. In the name of Jesus. More from you. More power. More grace. More fire, more of your authority, more of your dominion. Lord, release into my life that I may succeed more, that I may prosper more, that I may have more victories, that I may excel more. Oh Lord, bless me with more. In every good thing you can see in my life. In every good thing you have seen me do. Lord, bless me with more. Add more to them. In the name of Jesus. Add more to the good things you have seen me achieve, that your name may be preached through my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Those who are faithful in little shall get more from God. So you have to be faithful in the little God has given to you, the little God has committed into your hands. You have to be faithful. So when God sees your faithfulness in the little, in your hands. That is, when God sees that even with the little you have been given, you remained faithful, then He will give you more. Yeah, look at the scriptures. You will see how God have done that in so many ways. Joseph was faithful in the little space he found himself. Even as a slave, he was faithful. And then look at how God gave him a whole nation to rule. Even David, in the small space, he was pleased. We saw his faithfulness. He said, when the lion and the bear came and attacked the sheep, that he was told to watch over. So he was a shepherd. He was told to watch over the sheep. And then wild animals came to take from those sheep. He said he followed them. He ran after them, killed the animal, and took away the sheep alive, not dead, alive. So he was faithful. In the bush, in the forest, while watching after his father's flock, he was faithful. And then what happened next? God gave him the whole of Israel to rule as a king. So when God sees that you are faithful in the little, you are doing for in the little thing you are doing for Him now, then it is certain that He will give you more. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me the spirit of faithfulness to be faithful in the little you have given me. Fill me with the spirit of faithfulness to be faithful in the things you require from me at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The things you require from me, the things you are expecting from me. Oh Lord, help me to be faithful in those things. Help me to be faithful in doing those things so that you can give me more. In the name of Jesus, help me to be faithful. 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 In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, to be faithful. In the little you are expecting from me, in the little you have committed into my hands, help me to be faithful. In the name of Jesus. If we have to, beg you and persuade you and persuade you before you do just the little that God is requiring from you at this time, then it means you are not ready for more from God. Yeah, it means you're not ready for more. So Lord, help me to be faithful. Help me to do that which you want from me at this time. Help me to do it well, so that I can receive more from you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, forgive me of every instruction you gave me that I disobeyed, that I ignored. Help me, O Lord, to obey every instruction from you from this moment onward. You know, many people ignore the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. The still small voice that speaks from the depth of their heart, that walking of the Holy Spirit in your heart that tells you to not do something that you want to do, and that tells you to do the things you don't want to do. Many people ignore that work of the Holy Spirit. And that is why they are not moving forward. Yeah, because they don't yield to the Spirit. And that is why they could not see the wonders of the Spirit. Yeah, so you're going to say, Father, forgive me of every instruction and leading that came from you that I ignored. Every instruction from you, leadings from you, drive from you. Yeah, sometimes the Holy Spirit leads you like a drive, like you are being driven, like you are being moved to do something. You know the way you push a car, or you drive a car, or you move a car. Yeah, sometimes that's how the Holy Spirit leads us. It doesn't mean you hear any voice, but you know deep down within you that you are being moved to do something. Or you are being pulled to do something. And then you ignored that leading. It's a sin. Yeah. Maybe you are being moved to say something, and then you shut your mouth. You did not. It's a sin. yeah, is a sin. So you're going to say, Father, forgive me of every instruction that came from you that I ignored and disobeyed. And help me to never do that again. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, even if you don't understand, obey first. Obey first. Yeah, even if you need clarity, talk to those that God has put ahead of you, those God has placed ahead of you, those the people that are enlightened, more enlightened than you. Talk to them about what you feel in your spirit that the Holy Spirit wants is moving you to do. Then they can help you to get clarity. It's better than just ignoring what the Lord is doing inside of you. It's dangerous to ignore what the Spirit is doing inside of you. The Bible says, quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. That is, don't stop the move of the Spirit. Don't ignore. Don't disobey the move of the Spirit. Say, Lord, forgive me of every disobedience to your instructions. Oh Lord, forgive me of every disobedience to the leadings of your Holy Spirit, to the promptings of your Holy Spirit, to the drive of your Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, forgive me and help me not to repeat them again. Help me not to repeat such act again in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah, you know that God will not lower his standards for you, or for me, or for anyone. Yeah, it is you who have to adjust to his standard. Adjust your life to his standard. Yeah. Or if you think it would lower his standards, you'll be disappointed. Because he will not. Yeah. He will not. He cannot. His standards remain forever. So you're going to pray. We know these standards. We have seen them in the scriptures, except you are not reading your Bible. Yeah, we know these standards. Yeah. And every time we read them in the Bible, our heart tells us that this thing I've just read in the Bible, I'm not doing it. Your heart tells you that this thing that I'm, except you don't read your Bible, which puts you in a more dangerous position. Yeah, because if you're not reading your Bible, I don't think you will make heaven. Yeah. I don't think you will make heaven. The reason is because you will not know when you are falling short God's standards. And you will not go to heaven and say, God, it's because I did not read that place in the Bible. So I did not know that it was wrong. You have no excuse. Yeah. So what would you say did not make you read the Bible to discover that place in the Bible? What would you tell God did not make you discover that place? You have no excuse. Yeah. So you not reading the Bible to discover His standards made your situation worse. Yeah. That did not make your spiritual condition worse. Yeah. Now, the other category is when you read the Bible and then you saw God's truths, God's standards there, and then your heart tells you that this thing, I'm not doing it yet. This thing that the Bible teaches, I've not been doing it. Yeah. And then you are waiting for a comfortable time, a convenient time to do that which the Bible says. You will never find that time. Yeah. If you don't repent immediately and start doing it, there will never be a comfortable time to do that which you saw in the Bible and ignored. Or you are waiting for God to bring down the standard because you feel like you are special in a way. So God should consider that you are special and not judge you by that standard you saw in the Bible. Well, you'll be disappointed. Yeah, because God will never lower His standard for any man. So you can't be so special that God, you can't be so special that God will lower His standard for you. It's not possible. Because that's those standards, those truths, those are what make God God. Yeah. So if you're expecting that God would deny those standards, it's like you're expecting that God should stop becoming God. So which can never happen. So when you study the Word of God and you see the things that you have not yet attained, the things you're supposed to be doing and you're not yet doing, repent immediately. Don't wait for another time. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to adjust my life to your standard. Well, I don't know any better way to make you understand these things I'm talking about. Yeah, I've done my own part. It's not between you and God. Yeah. Say, oh Lord, help me to adjust my life to agree with your standards. Whether it's convenient or it's not convenient. Whether it's comfortable or it's not comfortable, help me to adjust my life and help me to do it now Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Help me, Father, to adjust my life, to agree with your standards, to agree with your truths revealed in your word. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to rearrange my life, to reorganize my life, to align with your standards, to agree with your standards. Help me, Lord, to amend my ways, to agree with your standards. In the name of Jesus, we have no excuse. You have no excuse. Ask Him to help you. God will not ask you to do what you cannot do. It's impossible. Help me, Lord, to adjust my life, to fit into your standards. So I think we say, it's not my temperament. Yeah, it's not my temperament. So I can't just be calm. I can't just be gentle. I can't be meek. Even though the Bible says we should be meek. It's not in my temperament. Well, when you get to heaven, tell them there that it's not in your temperament. They will not listen to you. So there's nothing like temperament. My temperament, I'm a no nonsense person. My temperament makes me a very angry person. So that is me. That is my nature. So I can't do without reacting like that. Well, when you get to heaven, go and tell them that is your temperament, that is your nature. Nobody will listen to you. The next thing you will hear is depart. You don't belong here. Yeah, and there you go, hellfire. So there's no excuse in heaven. You have no excuse to say, this is why my life does not meet up with God's standards. So I believe we say it's because I'm sick in my body. Or because I'm poor, I don't have money. No excuse. God will not ask you to do what you cannot do. Ask Him to help you. Because you can do it. You can meet up with His standards. Ask Him to help you. In your thoughts, in your mind, in your soul, in your body, in your spirit, you can meet up with His standards. Ask Him to help you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, reveal your great power. From the midst of my problems and limitations and challenges. And save me. Say, Lord, reveal your great power from the midst of my problems, my limitations, my challenges, and rescue me and save me and help me in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. The best place for God to show his power is in the midst of your problems. Is in the your hindrances. So, oh Lord, reveal your power. Reveal your power. Your problems are there because of the power of God. Your challenges are there because of the power of God, because the power of God wants to be revealed. Your weaknesses are there because of the power of God. Your sickness is there because of the power of God. Because the power of God wants to be revealed. Say, Lord, reveal your power. Reveal your power from the midst of my darkness. In the midst of my darkness. In the midst of my captivities. In the midst of my oppression, in the midst of my hindrances, in the midst of my challenges, in the midst of my poverty, in the midst of my weaknesses, oh Lord, reveal your power. Reveal your power, because your power is there. Your power is there. Reveal your power. Reveal your power. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Your power is there. Your power is there. In my poverty, your power is there. In my suffering, your power is there. In my hardship, your power is there. Reveal your power now. In the name of Jesus. Rescue me, help me, save me by your power. Reveal your power, O Lord, in my limitations. Reveal your power and terminate the limitations, because your power breaks limitations. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Yeah, Jesus spoke to a woman of God. Yeah, Jesus told that woman that he is not in heaven praying that Christians get healed. Yeah, that woman got a revelation from Jesus, or Jesus appeared to her, or Jesus took her to heaven to learn some revelations. Yeah. So in that revelation, Jesus was telling the woman, he said, I am not here in heaven. You know, the Bible told us that we have an high priest, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he's in heaven making intercessions for us. Yeah, so Jesus told that woman that he's not in heaven praying for Christians to be healed. for Christians to be delivered. But that is not what he's praying for. Now, he's not praying for Christians to be rich, to be wealthy. He's not praying for Christians to, what else? To not be afflicted by Satan, or to not be oppressed by Satan. Yeah, instead he's not in heaven praying for that. Yeah, he said the only thing he's praying for is like the prayer he prayed for Peter. Yeah, now Jesus told Peter, he said, Satan is going to sift you like a wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith faileth not. Yeah. That was what Jesus told that woman. I want scripture in Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and 32. Luke 22, verse 31 and verse 32. And the Lord says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. So Jesus told that woman that the prayer he's praying for Christians is that the faith of Christians will not fail. He said all of those other things, he said he has already done them. The healing, the deliverances, breakthroughs, prosperity. He said he has done all of them through his death and resurrection. So he's not praying for us to have those things. He's only praying that we will have faith to receive those things he has already given to us. I don't know if you are getting it, if you are getting the message. Yeah, Jesus said he is only praying that our faith will not fail. That was what he told that woman in the Revelation. Yeah, so that we can through that faith walk in the victories, the victory he already has given us. The dominion he already has given us, the healings, the deliverances he has already given us. Yeah, so which means that all the problems that we have today in the body of Christ is not Jesus' fault, is our fault. All the limitations is our fault. The oppressions, the afflictions is not Jesus' fault. Jesus have already done his own part. So it's because there's something we are not doing. And there's something wrong with our faith. So you're going to pray. So if you have what it takes to get the solutions to your problem, and you're not using it, will you blame God? You should blame yourself. If your faith has failed, is it God's fault? Of course it's your fault. Yeah. If you are finding it difficult to pray, finding it difficult to trust God, is it God's fault? It's not God's fault. It's your fault. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, help my faith not to fail at this time. Help my faith not to fail at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, help my faith not to fail. Help my faith not to fail. Help my faith not to fail. Help me, Lord. Now that is all I have to receive all that you have given to me already. My faith. Help my faith to grow. Help my faith to keep getting stronger. Don't let my faith fail at this time. So that means Peter fell into the temptation because his faith failed at that moment. So it means we sin because our faith failed. Yeah. Everything is connected to our faith. And that was why the Bible says that this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Yeah, you can't pray very well because your faith has failed. Yeah, it's all about faith. But we are not having a faith that is powerless. We have a faith that is powerful because there's a God that responds to our faith. That is the difference between the Christian faith and any other faith. Say, Lord, help my faith to not fail at this time. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be strong enough to lay hold of all that you have already given to me. Help me to be strong enough to lay hold of all that you have already given to me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me to be strong enough. Help me to be strong in faith, strong in power. Help me to be strong enough to lay hold of all that you have given to me already. Help me, Lord, to be strong. Help me to be strong. Help me to be strong. Help me to be strong. In the name of Jesus, help me to be strong enough to lay hold of all that you have already given to me. All that you have already given to me by Christ Jesus. All that you have already given to me in Christ Jesus. Help me to be strong enough to lay hold of them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to grow into a warrior that does not sleep in battles. Make me into a warrior that does not rest in battles, that does not sleep in battles. Make me a warrior that does not look for pleasures in the midst of battles. Oh Lord, make me into that kind of warrior. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. A lot of Christians have been conquered because when they should be fighting, that is when they are eating, drinking, making merry, sleeping, dreaming. When they should be awake fighting, they are enjoying pleasures. And look at them now, defeated, conquered, oppressed. Say, oh Lord, make me into a warrior that don't sleep in battles. Make me into a warrior that is not looking for pleasure, that don't look for pleasure in battle. Make me to such a warrior that is always fighting, always fighting, always fighting. Make me that kind of warrior in the name of Jesus. Make me to such kind of warrior that fights always and conquers always. A warrior that fights and conquers battles. Make me that kind of warrior. I refuse to be a warrior that sleeps in battle. I refuse to be a soldier that is looking for pleasures, looking for comfort when there is war. I refuse to be that kind of soldier. Oh Lord, train me to fight properly in the battles of life. Train me to become a prevailing warrior Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to stop here, and I will be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you, Lord, for grace you have made available unto us. Thank you for your mercy you have made available unto us. Thank you for your great love you have shown us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for great interventions we have received already from your throne. Thank you for doing mighty miracles to liberate us from captivities of darkness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for uprooting from our lives plantations of darkness, seeds of darkness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your words that are coming to pass in our lives. Blessed be your holy name. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you stretch forth your hand and touch everyone who have joined this prayer session in their diverse places where they live. Oh Lord, visit everyone, touch everyone, and change the lives of your people right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that every darkness that have captured your life and will not release you, I pray that the hunger of God consumes such darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Every chain of darkness that has tied you down and is sinking you down into deep darkness, I command that chain to break right now in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God pull you out of every depth of darkness right now in Jesus' name. Whatsoever the enemy have injected into your life to destroy your life, I decree that the power in the blood of Jesus remove that thing now in the name of Jesus. Peace that silence storms, peace that arrests storms, I decree that such peace appear in your life right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the Lord will separate from your body every sickness and disease that are there, let them leave your body now. In the name of Jesus, as the Lord spoke to the children of Israel, He said, the Egyptians that you see today, you shall see them no more. I decree that same word shall be fulfilled in your life. The battles you see today, you shall see them no more. The forces of darkness you are seeing today, you shall see them no more. The oppression you see today, the limitations you see today, the problems you see today, you shall see them no more. For the Lord shall swallow them up forever in victory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.